Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the livestock handling scholarship finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know how quickly mediation can resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-cost service available to ag producers in need of assistance resolving agricultural and environmental disputes between fellow producers, lenders, and creditors, or others, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 800-248-5465 to learn how mediation can work for you. You can also check us out on Facebook or our website at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cattle futures traded in a range of about $1.50, managing to close slightly higher yet today. Futures remain entrenched in a tight sideways trading pattern as the market awaits the Friday cattle on feed report. Analysts estimate on feed numbers at 101.2%, placements at 112.2%, and market at 99.6%. Cash cattle beginning to trade at higher prices than last week was not enough to spark trader interest in increasing their long positions. Higher cash has already been factored into the market. Offsetting the bullishness of higher cash trading was the decline of boxed beef prices. Hogs fell out of the proverbial bed again yesterday, with most contracts trading limit down near the close, but able to close slightly off the bottom. Closing the chart gaps did nothing to turn traders more aggressive, as market fundamentals and technical selling are running the market. Futures succumbed to heavy selling pressure as a statement was made over the idea that a Phase 1 U.S. and China trade agreement may not be completed until sometime next year. Over on the grains, mixed to firmer wheat prices overnight, with Chicago and Kansas City looking to end their three-day winning streaks, while Minneapolis maintains its strong downtrend. We touched on the Minneapolis-Chicago intermarket spread yesterday, with that relationship making new lows for the move during the session. And the MWZ-WZ traded down to about $14.25. Premium Chicago at the lows, the weakest trade for the spread since October 2007. Now, corn futures are slightly higher overnight, sitting inside a penny and quarter cent range, but maintaining the persistent downtrend in place the last month and change. The downtrend has felt relentless the last several weeks, with prices seemingly falling 2 days for every 1 day of rally. Soybean prices are lightly higher overnight as the January contract continues to press toward the $9 level, with Wednesday and overnight seeing fresh lows for the move. Mid-session yesterday, headlines hit the wire services emanating from the White House, suggesting Phase 1 of a trade deal with China may not be completed until next year. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle up 52 cents, 119.30. February up 42, 125.47. January feeder cattle up 5 cents, 144.07. March down 32 cents, 144.15. December hogs down 170, 60.45. Kansas City wheat, December up a quarter penny, 426 yesterday. March up 1 1/4 at 433. Chicago wheat, December up 3 1/2, 515 1/2. March up 3 1/2, 518 3/4. December corn down 3 1/4, 366 3/4. March down 3 1/2. 377 1/4. January soybeans down 6.5 cents at 905. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.